The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of the final home game of the regular season. The San Jose Sharks lose in a shootout to the Vancouver Canucks by the score of 4-3. A set-out crowd of 17,435 fans were on hand, enthusiastic, cheering their team on as always, and they got an entertaining matchup, but this is how it all occurred. The first period, San Jose outshot Vancouver 12-10. There were no penalties at all, and the Sharks' Macklin-Celebrini line with Igor Chernyshov and Will Smith on the wings was starting to generate some great offensive chances. They finally would convert at 16-19 when Chernyshov would put his first of two into the net. Off the faceoff, the Sharks shoot and score! Puck drop, Igor Chernyshov wins a battle right in front of the net and pokes it past Lankinen to make it 1-0 San Jose with 3:41 to go in the first. The Sharks have so many set faceoff plays, and that was another example of that, as Macklin-Celebrini normally would try to draw the puck back, Jamal, but this time he pushed it forward, and Chernyshov beat his man underneath and was wide open in front and knocked it in. That was just a great play.
Yeah, I think there's just a kind of a little bit of a broken play. I'm sure, I think Macklin was trying to win it back, but he actually ended up losing the faceoff. But it's about being ready off of draws, and I love the fact that Chernyshov jumped in and grabbed that puck and took it to the net right away. And you know, he's really taking strides in his game, and you could tell that line was feeling it and creating opportunities, and it was driven by Chernyshov. So give him credit for being ready to go, and that was a huge goal.
1-0 Sharks, Chernyshov's sixth of the season from Macklin-Celebrini, and the Sharks took that lead into the dressing room. But in the second period, Vancouver came to life, and Marco Rossi would get credit for his 11th of the season at 5:56. Now the Canucks shoot it all the way down. Oh, no! That puck is in the net! But the net is off the moorings. It was dragged over by Askarov. It was dumped in. Askarov was going behind the net to get it, and it carried back in the direction of one of the Canucks. This should be a goal by the way that I see it, and the officials are all going to congregate. They can award a goal here. Let's get the call from Jordan Samuels-Thomas.
The call on the ice is a good goal for Vancouver.
And that's how it stayed. A good goal for Vancouver. Again, a simple-looking dump-in. Askarov, maybe a moment of hesitation, I think, as to decide whether to come out to the net to play it. He made the decision a little bit too late. The puck was beyond his reach, and it caromed off the inboard. And I think when he realized that the puck was going to come out right to Marco Rossi, he tried to throw the net over in its mooring and maybe take a penalty, but the referee just awarded the goal.
Yeah, and it's really an unfortunate play. It was a nothing play, and the kind of a learning moment, obviously, for Askarov just to stay in the net. And surprised he didn't just come out and play the puck, because it was shot directly straight in. And once he was halfway out of the net, he knew he was in a bad position.
That tying goal, which was awarded by the officials after a look at it, was Rossi's 11th of the season. Victor Mancini got the assist at 5:56 of the second period, and the game was tied 1-1. But the line combination of Celebrini, Chernyshov, and Smith wasn't the only line that was clicking at times in this game. The other line combination for the Sharks with Wennberg, Sherwood, and Eklund wasn't too bad, but Misa, Toffoli, and Graf also got their chances. And Tyler Toffoli would score his 19th goal of the season at 9:02 of the second period to give the Sharks the lead. Here's Dickinson moving right to left. Cross the line, drop pass, Toffoli, shoot, score! Dickinson gained the zone, realized that Toffoli was the trailer, a right-handed shot on the left side, and Tyler Toffoli gets the drop, and he was a long ways away, about 55 feet out of the goal, but he snapped that wrist shot and got through everything, and the Sharks have just taken a 2-1 lead. Nice goal by Tyler Toffoli, his 19th of the season. Sam Dickinson, who dropped in the puck, also headed to the front of the net to cause some chaos, got one assist. And Michael Misa, who had a couple of displays of speed and skill in the game tonight, picked up the other assist at that moment. Once again, the time, 9:02 of the second period. It was the Sharks 2 and the Canucks 1. But Vancouver would victimize the San Jose penalty killers a couple of times tonight. The first time it happened was with 2 minutes and 23 seconds remaining in the period. Now DeBrusque far side looking for it. It's Pettersson back to Hronek. Shoots, save, rebound, score! Jake DeBrusque right out in front with that net front presence. Askarov could not keep the puck in his glove. And it bounced back and Jake DeBrusque makes it 2-2 with a power play goal. That was a tough one to give up. Jake DeBrusque, his 20th goal of the season, assisted by Philip Hronek and Elias Pettersson. They looked at that one to see if there was any goalie interference or whatever at 17:37. That was a challenge by the Sharks. It was an unsuccessful challenge, so not only did the goal count, but the Sharks had to kill a penalty after that with Will Smith sitting in the box. But the second period ended all tied up at 2. Igor Chernyshov had a really strong game today, and he would come up with a beauty at 12:44 of the third period to once again give the Sharks the lead. Now it's a deflection forward by Orlov. Here comes Chernyshov racing to the middle, feeding Celebrini, crossing the line back to Chernyshov, near side, turnaround pass across the rink, but it goes off the left boards, and it's stopped by Celebrini to the slot. Chernyshov stops, shoots, score! What a shift for Igor Chernyshov as he snaps a wrist shot. Cross screen up top to beat Lankinen with 7:16 left in the third. The Sharks are on top 3-2. That's a really tough play to finish off. Chernyshov's second goal of the game, his seventh of the season from Celebrini and Orlov. I can't emphasize how difficult that play can be when you're skating from the right side of the net to the left and yet you come back and you go top corner.
Yeah, just a tremendous amount of skill, obviously, from Chernyshov as he's collects that puck, which was a crispy pass from Macklin, and he has to turn his body awkwardly the other direction, but wisely and smartly shoots back against the grain and beats Lankinen over the glove.
Igor Chernyshov also had 2 goals on March 28th on the road in Columbus. This is his second career 2-goal game, and it is the 5th time that he has had 2 points in a single contest. And also Dmitry Orlov getting the assist on that play, and that is a career best for him when it comes to production this season. Dmitry Orlov of the San Jose Sharks getting his 36th point, which has happened twice in his career. Once in his career with 2 teams, Washington and Boston in 22-23. And so he has had some offensive production, and he's been a good pickup for the Sharks all season long.
Yeah, he plays hard. He brings it every single night, blocks shots, kills penalties, plays on the power play, plays in all situations, and is not easy guy to play against. So really, he's been had a good year.
So the Sharks were in position at this point with 7 minutes and 16 seconds left in the third to win this one on the 2-goal performance by Chernyshov. But the power play would sting the Sharks yet again. Vinny Desharnais was issued a 2-minute hooking call at 15:01 of the third that not a lot of people liked on the San Jose side, and certainly not many did in the crowd. But with only 1 second left in the power play, Teddy Bluger would take a chance after Yaroslav Askarov brilliantly poke-checked a puck off of a stick. Bluger would get it, and he would beat Askarov to tie the game. Off the draw now. A bouncing puck. It's in front. Great poke-check by Askarov, but they score! Teddy Bluger took that poke-check from Askarov, who stole it off the stick of one of the Canucks in front, and beats Yaroslav Askarov to tie the game with 1 second left on the power play. It's 3-3. That was a tough one to give up, too. 2 power play goals against for the Sharks penalty killers. And so that is, 3 plus 2 is 5 plus 2 is 7 power play goals against in the last 3 games.
Ouch.
Not good.
Nope.
So now it was 3-3. It went to overtime. There were some chances in overtime, but Yaroslav Askarov would be there when he had to be, at least at this point. Long pass off the boards, goes to Ogren, down the right, he's dangerous, lead pass moving in, Pettersson the shot, save made by Askarov, rebound, a diving, sprawling save by Askarov, and play is called. He had the dive off to his right, and his body looked awfully awkward when he twisted it into a pretzel on that play, but he fell on top of it and ended up getting the save. That was at 4:08 left in overtime, opening minute of play in OT, and it stayed 3-3. It ended up that way all the way through. Final shots on goal for the game were 41 for Vancouver and 31 for the Sharks. So Yaroslav Askarov had to make some pretty big stops. And on the other side of the ice, Kevin Lankinen, and also especially early, made some solid saves. It came down to the shootout. And this shootout went a total of six full rounds. The Sharks shot first. And Macklin Celebrini would score in the shootout to give San Jose the lead, but Jake DeBrusk would come right back, as he often does in this situation, and even the score in the shootout, 1-1. It came down to the very end play. William Eklund's opportunity was stopped in the Sharks' sixth chance, and then Linus Karlsson would get the winner. Askarov's got to stop this one. Here comes Linus Karlsson weaving in, shooting, score! And Vancouver wins in the shootout, 2-1. Simple as that. Linus Karlsson, originally drafted by the San Jose Sharks, traded to this Vancouver team in exchange for Jonathan Dolan, who played some time in the Sharks before returning to Europe. Karlsson for the Sharks was the third-round pick back in 2018, and now he's playing his third season in the NHL for the Vancouver Canucks. And he gets the game-deciding goal to make the final score Vancouver 4 and the Sharks 3. Once again, this stings for San Jose. They will fall back even though they get 1 point. They are 37-34-8 for 82 points, while the Vancouver Canucks, already eliminated from the playoff contention, up their record to 23-48-8 for 54 points on the year. And again, Vancouver, Jamal, came into this game with one win in their previous 11 games, which is why they celebrated pretty hard once this game ended.
Yeah, it's a disappointing loss, obviously, for the Sharks, who had their opportunities. And, you know, we knew that Vancouver wasn't going to come in here and just, you know, they were going to come up with a fight, and they did. And unfortunately, you only got the 1 point. You're looking for two.
That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. And now it's on to the road for the final three games for the Sharks, beginning on Monday in Nashville. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.